Next patient is James Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N. Mr. Carson is a well-known, how old is he? 65-year-old gentleman to this clinic with history of opioid disorder. Patient's problem started back in 2016 when he had two back surgery and got addicted to opioids. Subsequently, since then, has been started on Suboxone, has been doing fantastic. He's a very active member of our community. He works for the U-Haul people down the street. He takes care of his wife, his children, and his grandkids that just got back from a trip to Colorado, period. Surgery, left arm surgery, COVID immunization, doesn't believe in it, allergy, none. Social, he smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, mom died of CHF, dad died of diabetes and complications of medications, reviewed opposite page. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, 231 pounds, no significant change, 97%, 98, 16, 61, 113 over 70. 67, sorry. Heart pauses, one pulse of two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft next to J with these skin shows, the rational, logical, non-focal. Assessment, number one, opioid dependence. Number two, Suboxone 8/2 sublingual film, number 45 times 2 weeks. Number three, urine tox screen up-to-date reviewed. Number four, PDMP up-to-date reviewed. Next number, patients has used THC in the past, which is not a problem with Suboxone. We've discussed this at length in the past. Next number, hypertension control. Next number, patient gets blood work and further treatment, further evaluation, including echocardiogram, carotid ultrasound, and other workup by his cardiologist, hence the reason for no blood test today or in the past. Next number of patient is going to bring a copy for our records, but he gets those on he gets his blood work on a regular basis, he tells me, and he has no issues with liver function changes or elevations. Next number of findings were discussed with patient. Patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.